This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in studio. How are you, sir? Happy Friday to you.
I'm well, Coy. Thank you. How you been?
Good. You have a nice week?
It's kind of flown by.
Best meal you've had this week?
Best meal I've had this week?
Yeah.
It has to be the Ghanaian food I had last night at Taste of Ghana.
No kidding.
We had a good time with some food from Ghana. We have some guests in town this week from our sister city of Winneba, Ghana. Had a big community event over at Buford Middle School. Like hundreds of people were there.
Really?
Tasting some Ghanaian food.
So we have a sister city in Ghana now.
In Ghana. It's cool.
And Ghana is West Africa?
West Africa.
Yeah.
It's a university town in Ghana called Winneba, which is very similar to Charlottesville in many ways.
Where they make the Winnebagos. It's home of the Winnebago.
Not exactly.
But I got jokes, Dave.
Yeah, you're
I got
good.
Jokes.
Sister city humor. You could. It's your niche. Unexploited niche. What was I going to say? Yeah, we had a good time last night, and that was a good meal.
So what's the food from Winneba
it's
like?
It's stews, and it's a lot of like plantains and peanut stew and spinach and cabbage and mushrooms and
sounds delicious.
Rice.
Sounds really good.
Good stuff. Yeah, highly recommend it.
It almost sounds like I've spent a summer in the Caribbean. It sounds a little bit like some Caribbean
it's
food.
Not dissimilar.
Yeah. Make a nice stew and put it over a big bowl
some
of rice.
Exactly.
Yum. Mm-hmm. So what's the explain this again? The whole sister city.
Thing. So the idea is we have these relationships with cities on all parts of the globe, ideally, and where you create exchanges between the two communities, where citizens from Charlottesville can have a chance to go and experience life, in this case, in Africa. Particularly, we'd like to get students, young people, over to Africa, to Winneba, to study there, or at least to visit there, maybe send some soccer teams over to play soccer there, or whatever it is. And then reciprocate and have folks from Ghana, from Winneba, come here.
Make some stew. Yeah.
Or it could be artists or musicians or young people, or it could be business exchanges, university exchanges. We've already done some university exchanges, so we'd like to do more of that and just expose people to other ways of life. And, it's a great way for people to expand their horizons.
Enrich the cultural and business environment of Charlottesville.
Sure. And it's great history. I mean, this is, we were talking off air about slavery. The Ghana, the coast of Ghana was the exit point for millions of Africans who were sent into slavery in the New World. And they still have the old slave castles there, right near Winneba, actually, where it was the last point of exit for...
What's a slave castle?
It was basically they would capture these Africans and hold them in dungeons in these castles until the ships were ready to transport them to the Americas. And so in each of these castles, there's two right near Winneba, there's a sort of a passageway and a door. And that door was their last, basically, the last place they stepped foot on the African continent until they walked on the plank out onto the ship that took them away into slavery. So and they keep this memory alive there so that it should never be repeated, so that the horrors of slavery should never be repeated. So
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, and we were talking before we went on the air about a book that, a classic, American Slavery, American Freedom by Edmund Morgan. It's the definitive look at the history of slavery and racism in America, but especially here in Virginia. It looks through the window of the Virginia history at slavery and racism, and it is a must read for anyone who has, any real interest in understanding some context and history. Dave, get us up to speed about the very latest on the water issue, the dredging and the water supply plan. What's the latest?
It's all going to come to a head here pretty soon in the next month or two, because the city has been asking and commissioning a series of studies to flesh out various alternative scenarios to the current water supply plan, one of which has to do with dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. Another has to do with simply repairing and perhaps expanding the existing dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir versus building a massive new dam that's going to inundate almost 200 acres and destroy 60,000 trees at the Ragged Mountain Natural Area. And, you know, but foremost is a look at conservation and efficiency. In my mind, I've said for a long time now, and I'm not the only one who said this, is that conservation and efficiency should be front and center in our water supply planning and our water supply thinking. The reality is that we're using less water now than we did even 5, 10, 15 years ago per capita. We are going to be using even less water in the future because of new technology that's coming online and new regulations that are going to allow us to, you know, right now, for instance, every home and every business in Charlottesville flushes their toilets with treated drinking water. That's absurd. I mean, that's just the way we do it now. And so we don't think that it could be otherwise, but the reality is that it could be otherwise.
An entire system that was created when we didn't think at all about water conservation.
Exactly. But, you know, in our new transit facility that we just built in the city of Charlottesville, all the water that's going to be used to flush toilets there will be rainwater that's captured in basins. That's the way it should be. And that's just sort of the logical thing to do. You know, yeah. There's no...
That's how it works in many places around the world.
Right, right.
And always has.
And, yeah, and there's no reason why we should be flushing toilets with treated drinking water. And that's, so that's one small example. But if you add up the things that are... the new technologies, new regulations that are coming online, and look at how people are using water now, and not just people, but businesses and organizations, we are going to be using less. And so we should factor that into the plan. The plan does not envision a very robust program of water conservation or efficiency, the current plan, and I think it should.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Please join this conversation at any time. So what's the, didn't the DEQ make a statement recently, something about some plan just to dredge is not going to give you the water you need? What were they doing weighing in on this?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's kind of a long story, but we had asked the Department of Environmental Quality in Richmond to look at whether or not an alternative to the existing, so the current plan would meet environmental regulations and requirements or standards relating to providing enough water in our area streams and rivers. This really had nothing to do with the storage needed to meet our long-term water supply needs. This is really having to do with the fact that currently we pull a substantial amount of water out of our the Mormons River and out of the Rivanna River in order to meet our water supply goals. You know, we can't, that's has an effect, an ecological impact, and we want to make sure that, you know, whatever water supply plan we put into place alleviates that impact and actually restores, does a good bit to restore the ecological health of our rivers and streams. And so the question was this alternative idea of dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, having a smaller dam at Ragged Mountain, going to pass muster with the environmental regulators when it comes to providing enough water for the streams and rivers? They came back and sort of, first of all, they sort of dodged the question by saying, well, this alternative plan doesn't meet the goal of 18.7, whatever, you know, that the goal that the current plan envisions us needing on a daily basis in terms of water, which is absolutely true. But I've never said that this alternative scenario would meet that goal, because I don't think that goal is a legitimate goal. I think that goal significantly overstates the amount of water we're actually going to need, because it doesn't factor in water conservation efficiency. It doesn't reflect how we're actually using water now. According to the original plan, that's the quote-unquote adopted plan, we would be using 28% more water today than we're actually using. So we're using less water already, and we still have a lot of new technology that's coming on board, new fixtures, new policies, et cetera. So that was one thing. And then secondly, they said it's not clear if it's, or they said that we would likely have to modify our permit if we were to adopt an alternative scenario. They didn't say no. And that's something I think a lot of people misunderstood about that article. The article did not say, and DEQ did not say, that an alternative plan is not viable. They said, if you pursue an alternative course of action, you're probably going to have to modify your permit. And frankly, I'd much rather modify our permit, even if that, you know, means having to go back and, you know, submit some more paperwork and, whatever, and have some public hearings, whatever it takes, if that means we can have a plan that's millions of dollars cheaper, that has significantly less environmental impact, and that puts conservation and efficiency front and center and still meets our long-term water supply goals.
We're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. You talk about making an effort to save money from the very beginning. That's what's interested me most about this. Mm-hmm. And the political angle on that is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of folks in the community who are avowed political conservatives, anti-government, condemn government at every possible turn, except when it's losing $9 billion in Iraq. They're very quiet about that. But they seem to say, you know, stop holding things up. Let this water supply plan, 50-year water supply plan, go forward. And yet it's hundreds of millions of dollars that we don't need to spend. We are learning, thanks to the effort of some, you know, water activists and folks like yourself in government who have saying, well, wait a minute, do we need to spend all this money? And they seem to be saying, the anti-government folks, get out of the way and let government do what it wants to do, mm-hmm. which blows my mind. I don't understand any of this. I mean, it's actually very funny because you and, you know, folks with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan have been the ones who've been standing up over the last couple of years saying, wait a minute, we don't have to spend all this money that the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority and that some interest in the community are saying we have to spend. We don't have to. If I understand your argument.
Well, what I've been careful to say is that I don't believe we have to, but it needs to be supported by facts and data. And we didn't have the facts and data, and that's why we've commissioned these studies. And as of, you know, August, we'll have the facts and data that we need to determine whether or not we actually can indeed save millions or tens of millions of dollars.
So you're saying we have so some data's coming in here in the next few weeks?
Exactly. So that's why I said it's all coming to a head, is we got the final couple of pieces of data are coming into place. Then we can put it all out on the table in a very simple and clear way, I hope, and help educate the citizens and our elected officials about what our options are, and then make a decision and move forward.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, and Barbara is with us. Barbara, thanks for the call. You go right ahead.
Hi, Corey. Hey, Mayor Norris. May I ask you a kind of philosophical question?
Of course.
I mean, we do have in Charlottesville a 3-star rating, don't we? A 3A rating, which is the highest. And aren't we usually on one list or two lists or three as one of the most desirable, beautiful, intellectually alive places in which to live? And is this true?
Of course.
Okay. So that being the case, since the mayor said it's true, could you explain why there are some people who I consider near, they ought to be committed.
Barbara, what's the question, real quick?
That sounds terrible, but can you explain the philosophy behind these doomsayers who are always criticizing a city that is esteemed and envied? It's something that I just can't comprehend.
Barbara, thank you. Thanks for the call. We're running out of time here, and I want to give Dave a chance to respond. It sounds to me like she's asking you to speak for people that you might not agree with. So that's a little hard to do.
It was a little unclear which people.
How do you defend the?
describing as insane, but I think that, you know, Charlottesville is a very civically alive place, and there are people that are going to disagree with anything that city council does, or that's okay. That's a good thing, and we a robust debate is good. There's a small number of people that are just sort of out in. Left field or right field for that matter, and who like to throw hand grenades, and that's, you know, you're going to have that anywhere. But for the most part, I think most people are pretty civil and want to be engaged in a constructive way, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. The debate is good. Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, thank you for being here, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.